It is a honor to have with us here today on AM 1480 KAUS Sports, the new head coach of the Austin Packers boys basketball team, Jamal Gibson, as the Packers get ready to kick off the 2022-2023 season in Byron against the Bears on Saturday before, again, headed back out on the road to start the Big Nine portion of their schedule in Mankato against the East Cougars. And Jamal, again, as always, we appreciate your time here on KAUS. Great to be working with you here. As we just said, you have, of course, taken the reins here from head coach Chris Fant is heading into this year. And we were briefly talking before we came on the air. Of course, preseason camp has been going on here for some time. How things have been going so far here on the court for the Packers?
Good. A little bit of adjustment. I've always, you know, been able to run practices. I've been running my own practices for years now, but not at the varsity level. And I've always been in those varsity practices since I started coaching for the Packer program 6 years ago. So, but it's been great so far. The kids have a lot of energy. They show a lot of excitement for this year. We got a little bit more guys in the gym than we used to have. We usually had like 18, 19. We've had about 24 for our JV varsity guys this year. So just making that adjustment for them, making that adjustment for me, it seems like it's going well, pretty smooth.
Great to hear that. And, of course, I suppose is one of the main questions you've been getting, Jamal, so far, is that will the Packers be looking anything like they have in the past in terms of, like defensively with the press and, of course, looking to create turnovers and easy baskets off of that and an up-tempo pace? Has that kind of been the main question you've been getting here so far? Is that how the Packers will look heading into your coaching career?
Yeah, 100%. Everybody always asks me, are we changing anything up? And my answer is always the same. We want to do everything the same that we've been doing before for the most part. Just our scheme-wise, we want to be a heavy pressure team. We're trying to do everything full court as much as possible. Offensively, we're giving them a lot of freedom, our players a lot of freedom, because we just teach them how to play the game. What we'd like to see, and then we just hope that they go out and they do it, and they usually do the last 10 years, 12 years especially, they've been doing kind of what we've asked them to be doing. So we give them that freedom on offense, and all we do is we're asking them to give us their all on defense. So if they do that, then we give them the freedom on offense, and they usually make the right decisions on offense. So.
Okay. And looking at your squad, like you said, boy, great numbers, to say the least, here for the varsity and JV programs. But varsity losing the likes of Victor Idris to graduation last year, but a lot of returning veterans here, Jamal. And obviously that's very much a plus for any coach at any time. But obviously heading into here this season, you've been kind of looking at those veterans to help obviously lead the way here as we head into the season?
Absolutely. We have actually with 12 seniors in our class right now, which is more than I think we've ever had.
Yeah.
And people like look at me, they're like, you have 12 seniors? How do you expect to play them all? Why aren't you cutting any of them? And I look at them and I say, if you knew exactly who our 12 seniors were, then you wouldn't be asking that question, because they are just, not only are they good basketball players, but they're great kids, and they are the exact 12 guys that I would love to start my era of coaching for Austin Packer basketball. They are guys that have all played for me. They're all guys that have bled for me. They've sweat for me. And I would not ever cut them loose, because I want them to show our younger guys what it takes to be a successful basketball program. And they know what that takes. So.
Sure. Wow. That's you don't see too many teams with 12 seniors, but like you said, obviously they'll help lead the way here heading into the season. And obviously, like we said, the Packers have not played a game here as of yet, but you open up in Byron as we speak on Saturday night. But looking at the first off, I guess, Section 1-3A, looking at the teams, I guess, determining, you know, who's back from last year, obviously early, but obviously you're hoping that the Packers will be there at the end for a section championship, but I'm sure Byron and other teams are going to be in the mix too.
Yeah, 100%. We always had the same three goals on the court-wise. We want to win our conference first. We want to win our section second. We want to win state third. The Mankatos, Owatonna, and then a couple of the Rochester schools really seem like they're going to be the ones to test us for that conference championship. Stuartville has a lot of talent in basketball from 9th through 12th grade. So they are coming in as our Section 1-3A favorites. It'd be nice to play them in the championship and show them what we got. And then, obviously, the state champions, Platina Grace, are returning a lot of guys. De La Salle's always tough, and they just hired a really good coach in Todd Anderson.
So, oh, okay.
I mean, we definitely got our work out for us, but, I mean, there's no – that's the reason why we play, is we want to win these games. We want to beat these talented teams and everything. So that's just part of the challenge. That's why we work so hard right now.
Yeah, and obviously, the backers are known for playing a tough schedule during the regular season, and I got to believe that, well, obviously that helps when you have to make your way through a rugged a Big Nine conference schedule, Jamal, for the playoffs. Like you said, starting out on the road in Mankato East, not a lot of tougher places to start your conference season, but obviously that helps get you guys ready for the playoffs.
Absolutely. I mean, Joe Madsen is one of, if not the best coach in the conference, one of the best coaches in the state. He's got so much talent there. His kid is going to be, or got a lot of varsity minutes last year. He's going to be probably their best player coming back this year, one of the best players in the conference. It's not who we like to see right away to start the conference play, but I mean, we started with them last year and we came out guns blazing, so we're good with that.
Yeah.
We know them well, they know us well. It's always a fun matchup.
Yeah, very much so. Well, Jamal, a absolute pleasure to have you with us here today on AIM 1480 KUS Sports. Jamal Gibson, the new head coach of the Austin Packers boys basketball team. And as we speak, our first look at the Packers here on KUS Sports will be coming up in the Red Wing game, and that's here coming up on December the 13th. But Jamal, again, a pleasure to be working with you here on AIM 1480 KUS, and of course the best of luck to you as you start your career as varsity head coach of the Packers, and to the guys, of course, here this season, and looking to forward to a lot more good conversations, and we'll talk again soon. Best of luck.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time.